I wanted to discuss with you all and with the support of my really, really good friends on this show, something personal. We at the Ticket have always been a family. I think that's one of the strengths of this radio station, that even when we disagree, we still remain a family. And we share so many things with you from our lives. And you, in return, share so many things with us. I wanted to tell you this morning that I'm being treated for bladder cancer. You may have noticed me missing from the show a few times recently. I was hospitalized with a recurrence of internal bleeding. And then, thanks to finding a new doctor, that aggressive new doctor ran some tests, sometimes a bit uncomfortable, that found tumors in my bladder, three of them. He immediately opted for surgery within the next week. And that's why I was missing a couple of weeks ago. The biopsy showed those tumors were cancerous. Last Friday, I began treatment for the bladder cancer. It's a chemical treatment. It will be every Friday for 6 weeks, at which point I'll be reevaluated and we'll figure out what the next step is in this process. There is really, really good news, though. First, there is, at this point, no anticipation of needing any more surgery. And second, the doctor who performed the surgery said that it appeared to him that the cancer was non-invasive, meaning it has not left the bladder and gone to any other organs in my body. And as you well know from your body, there's a whole bunch of organs jammed together down there. So that it's not left the bladder is really, really good news. I did want to share also with you guys what a miracle modern medicine is. It's just stunning. Mike, Donnie, Julie, Jer, when they told Mary and myself what the treatment was going to be, I think we each looked at each other and said, "What?" The chemical they're putting in my bladder, and I don't need to be any more graphic than that. There's only one way into the bladder, basically, other than surgery, is a derivative of tuberculosis. They put it in this in your body, and it's very toxic. I mean, there are all sorts of rules about what you absolutely should do and have to do for the hours after this treatment. But it's amazing. I can only just marvel at how they figured this out, that a derivative of tuberculosis could help treat bladder cancer. But before I let Donnie and Mike and Julie and Jer talk for a moment, I want to tell you two last things. First, the only significant after effect I had last weekend was fatigue. And it was pretty marked at times. And I have several other advantages in this fight. Number one, my faith in God. Number two, I have an incredibly strong partner in Mary and a wonderful family around me. And I have wonderful friends, including the four people on this show, including the people at the station, and including many, many others in life. Very good, supportive friends. This is, from what I can tell, a very beatable form of cancer. And I don't anticipate missing any work over the next 6 weeks. In fact, I want to tell you, Jer, Julie, Mike, and Donovan, it is such a joy to have a job at this time. Because getting up in the morning and prepping and doing the show and preparing really does distract you for many hours a day. And for that, I'm very thankful.
We got the news a little bit earlier. You told us before you revealed it to anyone else. And it's a knee buckler, man. And our main objective and our thoughts is that you can be as healthy as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. And we've had several phone calls amongst the three of us to kind of convey that message. And that one thing is we know how much you love this job, and you know how much we know how much you love us, and you know how much we love you. And we've got your back throughout this entire thing. And I know that's probably one of the most important things that you can hear. And hopefully that gives you a little bit of oomph to get through this whole thing, because you know, I know a lot of people have had loved ones that have battled different forms of sickness and cancer and all that. And to have that hit as close to home for us as it did when you mentioned it to us, just kind of, you know, it's a gut punch. And we are behind you 1,000% as far as whatever you need to do to get back to as healthy as you can be. And if that's missing a couple of days and Mike and myself and Julie and Jer can hold down this show, you know, that's what we're going to do. And if it's, you know, segments like this or whatever, so you can get this off your chest and make you feel better about everything, then that's exactly what we're going to do. But we're in this with you, man. And you know that. So just reassuring for us to tell you that. And we love you, man.
I love you guys very much. And I do know you have my back. And, you know, you come to a point where you try to figure out whether you want to reveal this or not. And I appreciate you guys for being there. We talked through this on what to do. And, you know, I'm not going through this alone. Goodness, no. I mean, look at all the support and the friends and everything.
You have the entire country of Turkey behind you, Norm. Come on now. You know you're not by yourself.
Well, you know, my hope is that this helps somebody else who may be going through something like this virtually alone. Because there are people like this in the world. And they don't have the kind of support, staff, family, faith that I have. Hey, these things are beatable. In fact, Julie, you can address that.
I can, yeah. I mean, what is that? Out of five of us now, there's two of us that have had to deal with cancer, which is just insane that it is such a player in our world right now. But Norm, all I have to say, and what I told you when I first heard about this, is first of all, you have all of our love. You know that, and you're going to be on my mind and on my heart every single day. But I know you can beat this. And what I told you is most of the battle is mental. And for me, just keeping a positive attitude and never thinking about what could happen, but only fighting forward and keeping a strong mental attitude and saying, I know this is going to be over soon. I've just got to go through the motions and stay focused. That was so huge for me. And also just keeping my mind busy, like you said. I think you coming in and doing this show and talking sports and laughing with us about meatheads or whatever it is, that is one of the best things you can do for yourself, because you don't want to sit around the house and just think about it. And you don't definitely don't want to Google anything. I learned that too. But the internet is your enemy, because it's all about your own personal battle, and nobody can fight this battle besides you. And you know, you do. You have so much support behind you. I'm so glad you have Mary. And you're going to be just fine. We're all here for you. We love you.
I believe that also, Jules. And you're very right about the mental thing, and that's why I'm so thankful for this show, for the station. It really is great to get up and have something else to think about, to focus on for several hours each day. Mm-hmm. And that alone braces me for this.
I'm sure it goes without saying, Norm, but it's just Twitter, it's just social media, but it's obviously the support you have is probably 10 times bigger than you even realize, and I know you realize it's big because people are already pouring their hearts out and, you know, getting on the same team and pulling for you. So I'm having a hard time reading these things and hearing this. And this, I've known this for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, has it been, Donnie?
Right.
So, you know, we have had a little more time to process it. And again, I like all the optimistic things I'm hearing. I like the fact that it's non-invasive. That was the first scary thing. I mean, we knew you had some bladder issues for a while. They find tumors, they get them out. But the big, I think there's two scary moments. Is it cancer? Okay, yes. How invasive is it? Mm. Because that, in my personal experience with dealing with this and with direct family members, is what really can get you. And the fact that it's not is the best, not the best news. Obviously, not having anything would have been the best, but relative, it's very good news. And the toughest guy I know, man, the fact that you've come to work the day after stuff that would have taken me out for months at a time.
We always marvel at Norm,
like,
because things that have happened to Norm, it would put us out for 2 months.
Oh, my God. And he's like, I'll be back tomorrow.
And Norm,
they're
going
to cut my head off on Tuesday, but...
But
we'll
I'm going to have
it back on.
I'm going to have it at the desk. It's going to speak while my body is getting
right back
yeah,
on.
Right, right. So, again, man, you know, and we've had these discussions, we are behind you every step of the way. Anything you need from us, we're right there. And I know that includes not just us on this show, everyone on this station, and everyone who's listened to you for the last 45 years of doing this radio thing that you do so well, that are right there behind you, man. So, we know where your heart is, and you know where our heart is. So we've got you, man.
We love
you,
Norm.
We've got you, yes. And we'll keep doing this thing together, and we'll fight this thing and beat it. And then we'll be singing White People Land songs all over the place. Hell, I don't know. That's the first song that came to my mind. It's the last song I heard.
Well, or we'll be singing Alexander Radulov.
Okay.
There you go. Alexander Radulov.
There you go. That's what,
back to sport.
That's what we're going to sing all the way through. Okay. Thank you, Norm. We love you, man. It's 10:26.